Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Yeah, baby. We're over here at Twin Peaks on 59. And Kirby, come check us out, man. Obviously, the beer is cold. The TVs are right. There's not a bad seat in the house. And the service is through the roof, if I might add. But I'm hanging out with my man Cecil Shores III, Wade Smith Twin Peaks. Rick Kamla is out of studio today, again today. You got a players only edition. Sports Radio 610 once again. We're getting pretty good at this stuff, boys. I don't know about y'all, but I'm feeling pretty good about it. So for years, guys, we've been watching the NFL, obviously, and it's Brady Manning. It's Brady Breeze Manning. You got these old school quarterbacks that are all up around knocking on 40 years old. They've been winning big. They've been doing big things. And there's been several quarterbacks. Rodgers is one of them. You know, you can throw Rodgers, Manning, Rodgers, Breeze. You can throw those guys in the mix if you want to. But when it's all said and done, we got a chance this coming weekend to watch the future at the quarterback position with Watson and Mahomes. They're definitely the future. And we've got a chance to watch them this weekend go head-to-head and see. I don't know yet. I'm going to ask you guys a question. But to see, are they ready to take over that responsibility and that hype of being the next great quarterback matchup that happens throughout the season randomly and then definitely happens in the playoffs on the big stage when the lights are the brightest?
I'll say this. It's not there yet, but if Deshaun Watson could put on a performance like he did in Seattle against Russell Wilson, and it's a similar back-and-forth ball game like that, I think going forward, people will view this matchup as Brady versus Manning, because the difference between what it is now and what it was for Brady and Manning is both of those guys were in big-time ball games against each other.
Yeah.
Manning lost a bunch of those battles, and when he finally got over the hump, that's when the rivalry was really on. Deshaun and Pat Mahomes haven't had an opportunity yet to even get that started. This will be the first go-round. But I truly believe that both of those guys' skill sets says that they're going to be in the conversation as the top quarterback each and every year. And so I think the winner of this game is going to have the lead in the front, be the front runner for the MVP of the NFL this year.
Look, wait, when you talk about these guys, check this out. You're talking about Pat Mahomes, the 2018 MVP. I don't need to throw any numbers out there for that. I got a couple numbers right here for you. That's enough, right? 1,831 yards already this season. 1,831. Let me run down the list. Versus Indy in a loss last week, 321.
Mm.
They beat Detroit, 315. They beat Baltimore, 374.
Uh-oh.
They beat Oakland, 443.
Uh-oh.
They beat Jacksonville, pretty good defense, by the way, 378. Those are Tecmo Bowl numbers, man. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Back in the day, Bernie Kozar, you just run all the way back.
Cleveland.
This is all the time Bernie Kozar's old ass is getting mentioned.
I had to throw him out there for Cecil, man, because you know Cleveland hadn't that much love these days, so I had to throw him out there for Cecil.
I appreciate it.
Cecil, I ain't going to lie to you. That's the only chance that Bernie Kozar got a chance of making the damn show that I'm running anyway, but I promise you that. But Patrick Mahomes got 1,831 yards already. He's got 11 touchdowns. Those numbers project out to 5,859 yards.
Wow.
And 35 touchdowns. Drew Brees is the only guy right now that you consistently throw around the 5,000 yard in a season number.
Yeah.
I mean, there's guys that have done it. There's multiple guys that have done it over the years. Brees is the only one that's done it, I believe, more than one time. He's done it several. But the thing about Brees for me, guys, is that when I hear Brees threw for 5,000, they're throwing for 5,000 winning games.
Yes.
When I hear Matthew Stafford is knocking on 5,000, I'm like, man, look, they're running two-minute offense three quarters of the damn game every week for the last 10 years. Surely he's going to hit 5,000 at some point. When I look at Pat Mahomes' numbers and what this guy's doing, it's absolutely, absolutely ridiculous. Pat Mahomes has arrived. Pat Mahomes has arrived as the next Brady or Manning. It's all up to Deshaun Watson meeting him at that peak and becoming that combo and that duo, that those two guys that can just meet head to head every season in the playoffs and just create all kind of hype around it.
I agree. I think what made the Brady and Manning so special was regular season, they put up outstanding numbers. They were the best at their position. You could argue Tom was better. You could argue Manning was better, right? And then come playoff time, they would meet some type of way. And when they played each other, it was epic games. It was going back and forth. So this being the first time that they're seeing each other, talking about Mahomes and Watson, I agree. It's definitely on Watson. Mahomes has the MVP. Mahomes threw with 50 touchdowns. We've seen what Mahomes can 50. Do.
Look, and think about this too, Cecil. Think about this. I mean, to cut you off right there, but think about this. I mean, the pieces are in place, baby. He's got and Deshaun's got his pieces in place.
Yeah.
But when you talk about Eric Bieniemy, he's the hottest coach in the league absolutely. Right now, as far as vacancies come up around the NFL, Eric Bieniemy is going to be the number one candidate for those jobs, right?
Washington.
Right. And Andy Reid, an offensive minded head coach, that's done it.
Yeah.
He's done it with dual threat quarterbacks. He's done it with diva receivers. He's done it with defense, no defense. He is an absolute phenomenal offensive mind in this game. Pat Mahomes not only is unbelievably talented and putting up stupid numbers, he's surrounded by the right skill set and the right offensive coordinator that knows how to get the most out of those guys. That's the one thing for me that Deshaun Watson, and it's not really Deshaun, I should say Deshaun and company, there's doubt in my mind whether Deshaun can get there simply because I haven't seen Bill O'Brien get there yet. I hadn't seen Tim Kelly get there yet. The pieces are in place.
Ooh.
You got Hop. You got Fuller. You got Duke Johnson who can catch it out of the backfield. Ooh. Carlos Hyde's a good punch at that number one running back right there. You got a nice set of tight ends. The quarterback and the skill players are there. To me, it's all about them polos on the sideline, man.
So the success of Watson lies between the play callers.
Not success. I mean, I think we're talking about greatness. Yeah. I mean, when him to hit that
pinnacle.
Yeah.
When you get up there, depends
absolutely.
On what O'Brien and Tim Kelly put forth.
Absolutely. When you start talking about Deshaun Watson and is he in the same category with Mahomes and can this team win a Super Bowl with Watson and can Watson get signature wins in the playoffs? Absolutely, it matters. I mean, Deshaun Watson's proven to be the dude that can do it.
Facts.
I tell you this. In order to be considered the pinnacle or the best at anything in any sport, it takes a perfect storm. So it takes a talented player.
Yep.
It takes the pieces around him.
Yep.
It takes the coaching. It takes everything in mind, the line to protect him. Because you think about it, all the quarterbacks that we've said over these years that have been considered the best, they had all those pieces in place. It's not like Barry Sanders where he had no line,
Calvin
and he
Johnson.
Was getting all these thousands of thousands of yards rushing. Quarterbacks, they need everybody else to be in place, and they also have to be great themselves to be considered the best.
Let me ask you guys this question. Right now in the league, right now, as of today, coming up on week six, is Deshaun Watson, can we keep talking about how great Mahomes is? Is Deshaun Watson a top five quarterback in the league right now?
Yes. For me, yeah. Yeah, I mean, if I'm drafting right now, my five deep quarterback list includes Deshaun Watson. Absolutely,
name your five.
You put me on the spot. Obviously, you got Aaron Rodgers, you got Drew Brees, you got Tom Brady, Pat Mahomes, and Deshaun Watson. I'll go with those five. Who am I leaving off? I know off the top of my head, I'm leaving somebody off. I'm leaving Phillip Rivers off. He don't belong.
I think that's pretty much the list.
Yeah, that's
I think there's not many people that can argue that somebody else is supposed to be on that list that you didn't include. You know what I mean? If Andrew Luck was still playing, then maybe he might be in consideration, but he retired.
Yeah.
I don't think there's anybody else that legitimately can say, no, I'd belong on that top five list. I think you hit it. I think you hit the nail on the head.
Yeah, so he's the top five for me, man. The good thing about that is I think as you list those others off, I mean, look at those guys. Tom Brady's got the best culture in the business and an OC.
Yeah.
Drew Brees has got the best OC, one of the best play callers in the game. Who am I leaving off?
Russell Wilson.
Oh, yeah,
there
yeah,
it
yeah,
is.
Yeah, yeah.
There
yeah.
it is.
Yeah, so you got to leave out. So I'll tell you what I'll do. I'll take out.
As of today. I'm talking about today.
As of today, I'll take out. And this is hard for me because Aaron Rodgers got the best whip in the game. I'll take out Aaron Rodgers. I would put Russell Wilson in that.
What do you mean, whip? The best arm?
Yeah.
Better than Mahomes?
Talent-wise, no. But what the throws that I see him make from the pocket right now, I think Rodgers.
Really?
If you ask me to gauge arm talents
right.
in the league,
right.
I would go Rodgers, Mahomes. Mm-hmm. When I have that conversation, I always say Rodgers is the guy to watch. Rodgers is the guy that does it right. But Mahomes is pushing him. He's in the same category with him.
He's close.
And it's a little bit different. I'm telling you, man, the way that I'm not sold on Mahomes' ability to sit in the pocket and consistently hit a bullseye driving the football down the field. And set his feet with the quickness when he's outside the pocket and drive the football down the field. He makes all the off-platform throws that are phenomenal. But when you talk about a guy setting his feet quickly and ripping all arm, Aaron Rodgers is the best in the business, baby, in my
Fair
opinion.
Enough.
Now,
Fair
just
enough.
Sheer arm talent, it's going to be hard to beat Pat Mahomes because that dude can throw that thing underhand 80 yards. I mean, it's awfully beautiful, man. So.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.